KR4LCR.
The I-Secure for RYP. He's listening. He's just over on the other side of the room, Andy. Go ahead.
Okay, well, whenever KC4EZN Harry checks in tonight, I want to talk with him during the ratchet part of the net. Something I've seen in the current issue of QST about silent keys, because there's whoever this silent key is got his license, her license at the same time he did. And during the ratchet part, I want to talk with him about it. KR4LZI.
Well, I'm calling tonight, so I'll make sure to write that down and let you call him during the ratchet portion. Thanks, Andy. KR4RYP, standing by for net.
Okay, I didn't know. KR4LZI.
CQ, the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Your net control tonight is KO4RYP, Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa. My name is Anna, and my location is Campobello. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call KO4RYP. Announcements or bulletins for the net, please call KO4RYP. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. Tonight, we will begin the roll call portion of the net with those who use the pre-check feature on the website. I'd like to welcome W4FCM, Mr. Fred, in Traveler's Rest, and his lovely wife, N4IEI, Miss Isla, also in Traveler's Rest. K4XMR, Mr. Mel, in Prosperity. KG4PFI, Mr. Don, in Piedmont. KG4QLQ, Miss Linda, also in Piedmont. KO4ZEW, Mr. Ben, in Simpsonville. N4ASW, Mr. Tony in Asheville. KN4RJN, Mr. John in Brown Summit. KW4TS, Mr. Jim in Pelzer. KJ4UHF, Mr. Jack in Greenville. KA4ACL, Ms. Ashley in Simpsonville. KA3JCA, Mr. Richard in Simpsonville. And KA4JCA, Miss Sally in Simpsonville. Also K3DOV, Upstate Amateur Radio Club in Simpsonville. KM4JWP, Mr. Brian in Rutherfordton. W2MJB, Mr. Mark in Simpsonville. KN4HTP, Miss Wendy in Simpsonville. KA5WLL, Mr. Leroy in Taylors. KB2BYQ, Mr. Dave in Easley, and K4ROW, Mr. Richard in Greenville. We appreciate all those who used the pre-check feature on the website. There were 22 of them tonight. I'd also like to go ahead and welcome my husband, KO4NUE, Chad. He is home with me in Campobello tonight. All right. We don't have any EchoLink stations right now. So, tonight being Tuesday night, we will begin with India through Lima, I through L. Any station with the suffix of your call, beginning with the letters I through L, please call KO4RYP.
KO4RYP. Kilo Golf 4, Juliet, India Alpha, KG4JIA, Dennis and Gaffney. Good evening to you all over there.
RYP. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I am James, and I am up on this here mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And this is where I'll be negative and negative, says 73s for each one of you.
RYP. November 4, Juliet, Bravo, Mike, G Jerry and Campobello. I'll be negative and negative.
Good Chatterwell. Please check in. Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See you in Fletcher, North Carolina. Thanks for calling that out. I agree with you and Chad and agree with all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
KO4RYP, net control to the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. I would like to welcome KG4JIA, Mr. Dennis, up in Gaffney. Thank you for stopping by, Mr. Dennis. Hope you are well. And KK4JFO, Mr. James, up there in Tuxedo, one of my favorite places in all the world. Thanks for stopping by, Mr. James. I always like to hear you check in. And N4JBM, Mr. Jerry, my neighbor over here in Campobello. Thank you for stopping by, Mr. Jerry. Hope you have a great evening. And Mr. Sid up in Fletcher, W4IOE. Hope things are well for you up in Fletcher. Thank you for stopping by. Any additional stations wishing to check in, India through Lima, I through L, please call KO4RYP.
KO4RYP. 4LZI. Andy, Table Rock. No traffic, but as I told you earlier, I'll be listening around to talk with Harry in the rank chief.
YP. Hey, Miss Anna. Great to hear you call the net tonight. Chad told us you were going to do that. Please check in. Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, but I'll be around for a comment. And I hope everybody has a good night. 7-3.
KO4RYP. Please check in out of order. N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and Chad and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative.
Net control. Group, Whiskey, Uniform, 2 Tango, W2T, Rusty and Moore. No traffic, no comments tonight.
KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. I'd like to welcome KI4LZI, Mr. Andy, over there in Table Rock. Mr. Andy, I will make sure when Harry checks in to let him know you would like to have a QSO with him during the RAG 2 portion. Thank you for checking in with me. I'd also like to welcome KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry in Greer, and he brings along his lovely wife, Donna, KC4MFK. Larry, I hope you and Miss Donna are doing well. Please tell her I said hello, and I will be back to you for some comments in a little bit. I'd also like to welcome N0TR, Mr. Tom in Greer. Mr. Tom, thanks for stopping by. It's always good to hear you, and you check in with me anytime you want to. I'd also like to welcome WU2T, Mr. Rusty N. Moore. Thank you for stopping by, Mr. Rusty. Hope you have a great evening. All right, we will move on up to our next section of the alphabet, which is Mike through Papa, M through P. Any stations wishing to check in, M through P, please call KO4RYP.
4RYP. Anna, please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo 4, Delta, Mike, Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike, Oscar, Quebec, Michelle, we're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
KO4RYP, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo, Lloyd, Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
This is KO4RYP with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome KK4ONO, Miss Lorena, and she brings along her husband Rick, KK4DMW, and their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ. Miss Lorena, it's always great to hear you check in. Thank you for stopping by. Please tell Mr. Rick and Miss Michelle we said hello, and you guys have a great evening over there in Piedmont. I'd also like to welcome KO4PXB, Mr. Lloyd in Simpsonville. Thank you for checking in tonight, Mr. Lloyd. Please tell Ms. Tracy I said hello. All right, one more call for Mike through Papa. Any stations with the suffix of your call, M through P, please call KO4RYP. All right, nothing heard, so we are going to slide right on up to the next section of the alphabet, Quebec through Tango. Any stations with the suffix of your call, Q through T, please call KO4RYP.
RON. Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November, heading Brevard, no traffic, no comment, I'm monitoring.
4 RYP. Please check in KO4 QLG. This is Chris in Liberty, and I will be negative and negative.
This is KO4 RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome Mr. Ed up in Brevard, WD8RON, Brevard, and I hope you have a great evening. Next, I'd like to welcome KO4QLG, Mr. Chris, over in Liberty. Always good to hear you check in, Mr. Chris. Have a great evening. Any additional stations, Quebec through Tango, please call KO4RYP. This is KO4RYP with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We're going to move on up to our next section of the alphabet, Uniform through Zulu, U through Z. Any stations wishing to check in with the suffix of your call beginning U through Z, please call KO4RYP.
RYP. 204 Zulu, Victor, Mike, ZVM, Dan, and Greer, and I'll be negative and negative tonight.
Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name is Tommy. Location is Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on that.
This is KO4 RYP with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome Mr. Dan over in Greer, KB4 ZVM. Thank you for stopping by tonight. Hope things are well for you over in Greer. And K4XB, Mr. Tommy in Southern Greenville County. Always a pleasure to hear you check in on the net, Mr. Tommy. Hope you are doing well. Stay safe. Any additional stations, Uniform through Zulu, please call KO4RYP. KO4RYP. We got a lot of people waiting for second shift tonight. So we're going to slide on up to the next section of our alphabet, Alpha through Delta. Any stations wishing to check in with the suffix of your call beginning A through D?
KO4RYP. Good evening, Anna. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
RYP. Please check in Kilo Mike 4 Bravo Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. The name is Kurt Charlie Uniform Romeo Tango, QTH Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
OYP. Anna, Mr. Chad in the net. Please check in KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home in Easley, no traffic, no chew tonight. Joy said to tell you hello and welcome home.
RYP. Please check in KQ4DWD. This is Elisha in Lyman, and I will be negative and negative.
4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I would like to welcome W4DJW, Mr. Dave, over in Greer. Mr. Dave, thanks for stopping by. Hope you're well tonight. And KM4BLH, Mr. Kurt in Greenville. Good to hear you tonight, Mr. Kurt. Have a great evening. I'd also like to welcome KI4DOS, Mr. Gary in Easley, and he brings along with him his lovely bride and my kindred spirit, K3JOY, Miss Joy. Gary, please tell Miss Joy I said hello and thank you, and I will have to get with her pretty soon to tell her all about my trip. So you all have a great evening, and we will talk to you another time. I'd also like to welcome Elisha and Lyman, KQ4DWD. I believe this is the first time you have checked in with me, and I understand you got your license recently, so congratulations on that. And thank you so much for stopping by and checking in with me, Mr. Elisha. All right, going to move on up. Actually, we're going to pause, and I have an Echolink station. So Echolink stations only wishing to check in, please call KO4RYP.
KO4RYP. Good evening, Miss Anna. If you will check in. KA4TQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen in Greenwood. Good evening to yourself and all the net. Do be sure to say hello to Mr. Chad, and I also want to say, Miss Anna, hello to you. I wish you could have been with Chad at our ham fest, and because I was looking forward to meeting you, but I guess I'll have to meet you next time. Next time you're with Chad, but Miss Ann, I did so much look forward to getting to meet you in person. But Anna, say hello to Mr. Chad, and say hello to Chad for me, and hello to yourself also as well, KA4PQA, and also welcome back. Glad to hear you made it back home from your trip, okay, KA4PQA.
This is KO4RYP in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome KA4PQA, Mr. Stephen in Greenwood. Mr. Stephen, Chad says hello back to you, and I'm sorry I didn't get to meet you either. I was sad that it worked out that way, but I had a really nice time on my trip, and next time for sure I'll make sure to be there with Chad so I can meet you in person. Hope you have a great evening. All right, I'm going to do one more call for Alpha through Delta. Any station wishing to check in with the suffix of your call beginning A through D, please call KO4RYP.
Recheck me, Sandy, KA4PQA.
Go ahead, recheck.
Affirmative, Sandy, KA4PQA. My wife, Jennifer, was also able to make it with me at the ham fest. My wife along with myself both got to meet Chad in person, and we both enjoyed very much so many of each other, but as I say that, I'm also so looking forward to meeting you in person one day, along with my wife being with me and her getting to meet you also, Miss Anna, KA4PQA.
KO4RYP. Definitely, Mr. Stephen. Chad, so enjoyed meeting you and your wife, Jennifer, and I will look forward to meeting you both one day. So please tell her I said hello, and one of these days we'll end up at the same event and be sure to meet each other in person. All right, one more call for Alpha through Delta. Stations with the suffix of your call beginning A through D, please call KO4RYP.
4RYP. Nana, please check in. Kilo November 4, Charlie, Hotel Yankee, KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca, negative and negative.
4RYP with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome KN4CHY, Mr. Keith, over in Seneca. Hope you're doing well tonight, sir. Thank you for stopping by and checking in. Hope you have a great evening. All right, we're going to move on up to our next section of the alphabet, Echo Through Hotel. That's our patient group tonight. Echo Through Hotel, please call KO4RYP.
KO4RYP. And Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick up here in Penrose. And I will be in and out tonight, but thank you for calling the net.
This is KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, Mr. Patrick, you might have this whole group all to yourself tonight. I'd like to welcome KO4HKX, Mr. Patrick, up in Penrose. Hope you are doing well, Mr. Patrick, and hope you have a great evening as well. Thanks for stopping by. Any additional stations, Echo Through Hotel, please call KO4RYP. Right, nothing heard, so we're going to open it up to the big group. Any station wishing to check in all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A, please call KO4RYP.
RYP. Welcome back. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel, KO4NNH.
My name is Fred. I'm over here at FEMA tonight. So do you, Mr. Yellow? Chad, all that negative tonight.
KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome KO4NNH, Mr. Fred, over in Piedmont. Thank you for stopping by, Mr. Fred. I appreciate that. And you are number 50 on my log tonight, so be sure to come back tomorrow so Gary can give you the door prize. All right, any additional stations all the way through the alphabet wishing to check in, please call KO4RYP.
RYP. Please check in. Whiskey, Golf 4, Mike Charlie, WG4MC, Matt, Western Greenville County, B negative and negative. Good evening to you and all that, and tell Mr. Chad I said hi.
KO4RYP with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome WG4MC, Mr. Matt, over in Western Greenville County. And Chad said to tell you hello as well, Mr. Matt. Thanks for stopping by and checking in. All right. This is KO4RYP now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAG2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG2s. All right, first up on my list, KF4LZI, Mr. Andy, I'm still waiting for KC4EZN to check in. If he does, I will definitely make sure to tell him you would like a QSO, so I just wanted to make sure you knew I had not forgotten. And first up on my list for RAG2 is KK4JBQ. Mr. Larry, how are things in Greer?
Go 4, RYP. KK4JBQ here. Well, I guess if I peek my head out the door, I would see that Greer is in one piece and all is well within my purview. But otherwise, I declare, these days, except for this radio, which has been a real godsend to me, I don't contact a lot of folks. People are out on a walk, you know, in the complex here, walking their dogs. And we have one of the preferred walkways here. I suppose there are other pathways, but we seem to get all the dog walkers, and it's a sight, I'll tell you. There are people walking. Those little weenie dogs, goodness, I don't know what else to call them. The proper name of their breed escapes me right now, but the tiny little dogs that walk real fast but don't go very far, you know, well, big grits that look like they're running when they're just standing still. You know, those puppies. It's been a long time since I had a dog, so I think those folks should be aware that they've been blessed in this life to have a good friend like that and be able to walk in the complex and they meet other dogs and you meet other people, and I just witnessed a lot of that right out front of the house. Now, how did I get on that? KK4JPQ.
For RYP with KK4JBQ. I think that dogs are a true blessing in this world, that's for sure. I have to remind myself sometimes when I'm vacuuming a lot of fur off of the rug or the couch, but all in all, I do believe our pets, and I am a little partial to dogs, are one of life's greatest blessings for sure. So, and I think the dog you're talking about is a dachshund, which I'm very partial to them. That's what I grew up with, a miniature dachshund growing up that's what we had as a pet. And I think they are incredibly cute dogs. And you're exactly right. They look like they're running really fast, but they don't get very far.
Oh, boy. KK4JBQ with KO4RYP. And we're talking about dog breeds, but more specifically, we're talking about life's blessings. They certainly are a blessing. And I can look in a dog's face, and if that dog looks back and just stares at me, it's almost like I'm trying to talk to you, and I know you're trying to talk to me, but we can't do that, can we? I find myself wanting to say something to them, you know, that they understand. Cats are that way, too, but in a different way, you know. I guess we just fell into talking about some of life's blessings. One of them is our spouses. We had a conversation, Chad and I, last night about your return and welcome home, by the way. It's great to have you here. I know Chad is just delighted. He can make it no secret that he loves you, every little bit of you. And he missed you awfully. And we talked about your return. He was awfully excited about that. But we also talked about how Abby was, I don't know if you were aware of this, you may be, I don't know. But she's instrumental in your returning to a clean house. She gave her daddy a talking to about making preparations for your return. Now there it is. Probably shouldn't have spilled those beans, but I did. KK4JBQ.
Anything I didn't already know, that Abby girl is instrumental a lot in getting my house clean, for sure. But Chad did an amazing job. And I dare say, even if Abby hadn't lit the fire, I believe he'd have done it anyway. And it looked wonderful when I got home. So that was quite a blessing. And I definitely missed him, too. I had a very nice time with my sister. We saw a lot of really interesting things, learned a lot about we went to Pleasant Hill in Kentucky, which is it's a historic site where the Shaker community lived, and we got to spend the night in a building that had been built in the, 1817, and just went on some informational tours and saw some really cool architecture, and it was just very, very interesting. So we had a nice time, but there is no place like home, and I did miss Chad terribly, and I'm glad to be back here with him tonight.
Yes, it is a blessing. Family is one of the biggest blessings we enjoy. And, Chad said something else last night I suppose should meet your ears. He said, Anna has really taught my daughter how to, how did he put it? Now I'm in a spot. Well, it's the way Anna, it's the way Abby reminded him. And he pointed out that she knew just what to say to get him on the dime. Or is it off the dime? I think it's off the dime. That's an old expression. I know, because the last person I heard say that was Jack Benny. Oh, dear. Anyhow, it was a compliment to Abby that you had raised her right. She knew how to get things done, and family has got to be the one blessing that we are afforded. And sometimes we can we're aware, and sometimes we're not. So I put it to everybody: if you've got a family member, a little cross with them or something, make up. It's worthwhile. You're only given one family. Everybody else can be a friend, but you know what I'm saying about family. you're going to have them in any case. Well, anyway, I hope I have tied myself up. Oh, one thing I wanted to mention. I was talking with Donna yesterday about one of my chores today. I needed to go to the hair cutter and get my ears lowered. And when I said that, and I know it's something her dad has said to me, when I said that, she says, "What does that mean, getting your ears lowered? Just how does that work?" So, I had never had to explain that to anybody before. So, anyhow, how do you understand it? KK4JBQ.
I've heard that expression a bunch of times, so I totally get it, that you're getting your ears lowered because, you know, your hairline's going up a little bit, and it looks like you just jerked your ears down some when you get a haircut. But I'll tell you, Willie, I had not ever heard that, what the other expression that you used just a minute ago, to get off the dime. So I'm going to have to remember that one. That's a new one for me tonight. I'll have to definitely remember that one. I feel like I can use that in my life on occasion.
It's sort of like, get a move on, you know, that sort of thing. But get off the dime, that goes back a long way. Now, there's people here older than you and older than me and older than anything. Maybe they'll jump in and tell us what the, what's the word? Where that came from, anyway. And to get off the dime. I think it came from the Depression era. Could be. Anyway, I'll just leave that as a question in the air. Maybe somebody will help you and me, too. And it's always good to talk with you. I couldn't wait for the opportunity. So we've been there and done that. You have a good night. And say hello to Chad for me. And I wish you a good night. KK4JBQ.
This is KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Larry, it's always a pleasure to chat with you. Thank you for taking some time out of your evening. And do please tell Miss Donna I said hello, and I do hope that she approves of how your ears were lowered today. All right. Have I missed anyone for check-ins? Any additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet, please call KO4RYP.
RYP. You, Ms. Net Controller, please check in Whiskey X-Ray 4 Delta Alpha Tango WX4DAT. Danny, I'm over here in Gastonia, and send me pretty well. I'll be out after formal. We all have a good night.
RYP. Please check in November 4 Delta Juliet Charlie N4DJC. Jerry and Anderson, negative and negative. Good evening to everyone on the net.
KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome WX4DAT, Mr. Danny, over in Gastonia. Thanks for stopping by, Mr. Danny. Hope you are well. And Mr. Jerry over in Anderson, N4DJC. Thank you for stopping by, sir. Hope you have a great evening. Any additional stations all the way through the alphabet wishing to check in, please call KO4RYP. This is KO4RYP with Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Have I missed anyone for comments? If so, please call KO4RYP. Nothing heard. Just a reminder, we run this net every night at 9 p.m., and we sure would appreciate your patronage tomorrow night and every night thereafter. Tomorrow night, Mr. Gary, KF4DOS, he will be calling the net and hosting the swap net also. So make sure to check in with him tomorrow and check out all the stuff that he's got for sale on the swap net. All right, at this time, I will pause and submit my net report electronically. This is KO4RYP, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, with our thanks for checking in. It was my great pleasure to be your net control. Normal amateur use. 7-3, and good night.
4DJC, KS4CHY. 4DJC, KS4CHY. Still around here? Sir, KS4CHY.
4CHY, KO4HKX.
Steven Patrick, how are you doing tonight?
How you been? I hadn't talked to you in a while.
Good. I talk more often if they let me not work.
That is. I talk enough. People probably get tired of hearing me, but I'd be on here more if I didn't have to work.
I was just thinking if they'd let me put a radio at my desk like you've got a radio at your desk, I'd probably be on more then too.
I try to keep my desk separated from where I'm at, though. It definitely gets a lot of attention when it goes off, let's put it that way.
I hadn't run it by them, but I guess I'm kind of afraid they'd say no, so I hadn't even asked. I used to keep my old open spot up on top of my... We've got overhead cabinets, and it's kind of open cubicle area, but we've got overhead cabinets hanging on the partition. I used to keep it stacked up there all the time. Old site leader used to kid me because I'd go on business trips and, take it with me. And he thought for sure they'd pat me down for having a bomb.
Traveling with radios is actually not too bad in my experience.
I've not had an issue at all. I've been to New York State and out to L.A. and a couple of parts in between and have not had one issue hauling, hot spots and multiple radios. And I guess they know what all that stuff looks like, so they can see it come through. Oh, they've got radios. Yeah, never had a bit of issue with it.
Never had any trouble with was I had a power bank and some cords, the chart USB cords and that kind of stuff. And when I sent my bag through the scanner, they didn't like that one.
Spot because the open spot, the original open spot I've got is on a 20,000 milliamp battery bank. It's like an anchor 20,000 milliamp bank, and the open spot is double stuck tape to it, and then the little travel router, because the original open spot is just Ethernet only. So I got a travel router that converts it to Wi-Fi, and it's double stuck tape to the battery also. So that's why the old site leader used to kid me about being a bomb, and I always tell him, well, as long as it's not flashing red, it's all right. They look up, and it's flashing red, what do we do then?
I've been tossing around the idea of maybe picking up one of those open spots to put in the tool truck and just leave it in there. Picked me up another 878 UV2 Plus this past weekend.
Yeah, that's the one I've got. I really like that radio, but right now I'm talking on a Yaesu FT60R. That's why I was kind of trying to grab a hold of Jerry around. I just got this one today. And, I'm cross-banding through the old Kenwood mobile here. But, playing around with it. It got some frequencies in and still couldn't check in, so I used the Anytone check in, but shortly after that I had it up and running on the repeater, so I was sitting here listening to it over the new radio.
Good. I'm on my base station. It's got just a little bit of hiss with it, but from your location I think that's pretty normal.
Probably like that on the mobile radio too. I'm just on low power on this thing and just doing low power on both ends of the cross band, so. I don't think I've got a clear enough shot from here to few obstructions between me and the repeater. This thing's a nice little radio. It's not a very big radio, but man, it's built like a tank. So, the main reason I got it is it has a really wide receive on it. It's think it starts at 108 and goes all the way up to almost the gigahertz.
I've talked to quite a few people using that 2900. Some of them say it gets pretty hot when you're running it on high power, though, because there's no cooling fan on it.
This is a FD60R handheld that I'm using right now. And I mainly got it because it has, you know, airband receive capability on it.
Oh, I thought you said you had the 2900. I've got one of the FD60s, too. That was my first ham radio, believe it or not.
I believe as long as this radio has been around, they still make them and still selling them. I bought this one brand new from Gigapart, and like I said, it's a little tank.
They've made some changes to it from the original version to that one, but it's still a tank. They're really tough radios. Got good, really good receive on them, too.
I noticed that right out of the package after it was charged. You know, even sitting here in the house and with all kinds of electrical stuff going on, and just the stock antenna, and I was getting the repeater, so yeah, it's been pretty impressive. All the RT system software go with it too, so I just my panel program the repeater. And then the crossband channel, so I'll plug that into the computer later and see about getting a full programming cycle going.
Roger that. I can't remember if I got the RT system for mine or not. I don't use it much anymore, so I really don't remember. I have to dig it out and see if I do or not.
The main thing I needed was the cable, but I couldn't find just the cable on Gigapart, so I went on ahead and ordered the whole package. But my original RT system software is on the Mac, and I have more recently got just a little cheap Windows laptop to do radio programming stuff on. And so I figured it'd be nice to have another copy, and then that way I can use it on either computer, because I think I remember when I installed the Mac, it said that, you know, make your selection now, and this is it once it's registered over.
Use it like one time, I think is what it is. I don't remember. I've got a little Surface that I'm making that I used to run my business off of, and now I'm using it for my ham radio stuff just because it's a tablet and easy to get around with. I think that's what I'm going to... It's going to be its primary use now.
I've got a buddy of mine at work that does that same kind of thing. Uses a Surface for a Windows machine. I had bought a Lenovo. It's like an IdeaPad or something like that. It's one of the convertible ones, but I got it for dirt cheap. It wasn't, it was just over $300. And I've seen the current models are, you know, like $700, but I picked it up at Walmart, and it was basically, like I said, it was just something I could get really cheap, decent quality, but really cheap, and use mostly for programming radios.
Like I said, the only reason I got that one is because I ran my business off of it, and I ran my business off of it for, I don't know, probably 5 years. So I got my money out of it there, and it still works great. Can't complain about it, so might as well keep using it till I can't.
Roger that. Like you said, running your business off of it, it's definitely paid for itself, so everything else after that's gravy. Yeah, I had been using an old netbook, and this thing was like from probably the mid-teens, you know, 2015, 2016, and it was getting long in the tubes. And when I bought that Anytone, you know, it holds so many contacts, it was just unbearably slow anymore. So that's when I went on the hunt for a cheap laptop and picked up that Lenovo. been pleased with it. It's not super powerful, but it's leaps and bounds over what I had. KM4CHY at ID the lump.
Yeah, I know what you mean. And I don't know, I started a business out with one of the Dell Latitude, what is it, 5330 or something like that, 5370. It's a big old tank, and I got tired of carrying that thing around. It still had the CD drive on it, and a 15-inch touchscreen. I mean, it probably weighed 10 pounds. So I went to the Surface to get away from carrying that thing and save my back some.
Roger that. I've got a Latitude at work. It's a 70, 75, 70 or something like that. But it's this thing has a full-blown video card in it. They dole those out for engineering machines at work. That behemoth mostly sits on the desk. I've got my laptop bag there, and it gets put in the laptop bag when I'm going on the road or coming back home to work for a little while.
I'm not sitting here on the desk now, and that's what I use when I'm here at the desk doing net control or anything like that. So I've got it set up here, but it's a E5540. I was wrong on that. So it's a, like I said, it's a tank, and it gets a little heavy to be carrying around every day and lugging in and out of the truck.
I was carrying mine back and forth for a while, and it's like, I hadn't had to do a lot at home after hours lately, so, because I've been staying later, so, I got to the habit of just leaving it sitting there on the desk. If the need comes, but other than that, pretty much most of the time, or, if I do have something that I need to bring it home, I will. Yep, it's been 7 months or so.
For HKX. Is something going on with your radio, or somebody's trying to key in there? Just letting you know, Key. It's making some buzzing noise while you're talking.
Somebody was trying to come in. Let's station, come on in.
Hey, but I heard what y'all was talking about there. Being that this repeater's carrier squelch, who knows, it might be conditioned propagation.
Good point. And yeah, I heard it a little bit on the front of yours there too, Patrick. Go ahead, Andy. You got
Patrick here talking about doing net control using that computer. It's too bad he went around back in the 80s and the 90s on his repeater doing net control when the average check-in count was 65 and a lot of times it was up to 100 and more.
I done it, I believe I was at 63, and I've done it both ways. When I was practicing, I've done it with the computer and I've done it on paper just so I would know how to do it both ways. And I don't know, not having to write down everybody's location and all that, it's easier for me to do it on the computer, I believe.
Believe me, those that used to do it decades ago on here, when this checking camp was extremely high frequently on here, that was before the computer was real, real popular. But I don't know how they done it, but it was one heck of a time. A lot of times the net would go up to 12 o'clock. And a lot of times it was what net night? It might be 12:30 a.m. or 1 a.m. CHY, go ahead.
We're talking about that. I had got some NCS log sheets. And I was thinking about trying it one time. And sat down there trying to do it manually, and I could not keep up. I don't see how, I think Gary still does paper, I don't know, but I don't see how anybody can keep up with it.
Still does paper, let me see if I got this. Does paper logs, he doesn't use a computer, and I think Chad's still doing
paper log. And you just learn the calls and write them down before they even finish talking. So it, you just get used to it. Now, starting out, I tell you, it's something else. I'm mildly dyslexic, so I really have to watch that. When I get stressed, when people start moving too fast, that's when it gets me. So I have to get them to slow down a little bit.
One thing about it, now this was a long time ago, but I don't know if CHY remembers it or not, but I didn't even have a license myself at the time, but I was listening. There was a lot of times, month after month, this net would turn in 2,000 check-ins a month. Many, many months.
See, that was before my time. I've only been licensed since 2017, so I'm kind of wet behind the ears as far as ham radio goes. But, I'm like you, Patrick. I don't think I could keep that. I guess once you've learned the call signs and everything, which, I mean, I've obviously got a good grasp on just sitting here listening to them now. I had a conversation with Daniel one night, and he was talking about that it's, as soon as somebody opens their mouth, that he's already writing down the call sign. And kind of blew me away that he was logging on an iPhone.
Like I told him there before, it's a matter of you hear a voice, you recognize the voice, you'll know the call sign. But back in the old, you say you wasn't around, but before there was an internet and cell phones on this net here, there was a lot, you know, a lot of times, the minimum might have been 6 check-ins. And many, many months when the net manager would turn in the net reports for the month, quite frequently, month after month, there was 2,000 check-ins on this net. But like I said, this was pre-internet, pre-cell phone days.
As many hams as we got in the area, you'd think we'd have more check-ins, but I don't know, a lot of people wanting to do the digital and HF where they're just doing the DX and stuff with the ST8. I know I talked to several guys throughout my day, and they do want to do the ST8 because they don't have to sit there and monitor the radio all the time. It just kind of does it itself, and I'm like, where is the fun in that sometimes? But, I mean, it's not different for everybody, so I mean that's what's nice about the hobby.
For CHY, and I originally bought my 7300 specifically for FT8. I had an old got it from Stacy N4OVQ, an old PS430, and I went out and bought a signal link and all that to get started in FT8. Up until I got on this repeater, I didn't care much for talking. I still don't do a lot of it, but the geek factor of the tying the computer into it kind of lured me into the HF aspect of it. So, and yeah, I don't let the computer do it all itself. I'll actually pick out, you know, stations I want to go for and stuff like that. So yeah, it's like I said, different aspects of the hobby. It's all fun and games, I guess. I don't know who's next. Andy?
KI4LZI. Well, I didn't actually get my license to October of 05, but I had been listening in and out on this repeater ever since the late 1970s. The only thing I can figure is you say FTA, internet, cell phones. We don't have on this net anywhere near like it used to be. Anywhere near like it used to be. And I've always accredited due to the internet and cell phones, but of course the FTA and all this digital stuff may add to it as well. I hadn't thought about that one.
I mean, a lot of people, that's what they're doing right now, is they're doing FT8 instead of on here on the VHF, I mean, you think about how many hams never even get on the repeater.